If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we're going to talk with a returning guest. We've got Rich Johnson, who is here from Invisible Fence Brand in Hazlett. Rich, you've brought with you into the studio some fascinating equipment for working with fire departments, which really doesn't have a lot to do with Invisible Fence, but it says a lot about the social and cultural values of the Invisible Fence brand. What can you tell us about it? And welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Lee. It's good to be here again. Basically, we just looked at it as an extension of what we do. We were looking for a way to give back to the community and a way to help keep dogs safe. And I don't know who came up with it, but somebody came up with the idea of donating oxygen masks to any fire station that's interested in them. What we found in doing a little research is it's a broad range, but between 40,000 and 150,000 pets die annually in fires, mostly due to smoke inhalation. And just to show you how it hit home, my office manager lost two dogs in the DeWitt kennel fire about 10 years ago, and they both died of smoke inhalation. So what we're doing is we're donating oxygen masks to any fire station or fire department that's interested, and it's a kit of three masks, and there's three different sizes, so you can do from the small felines to the large canines. And what we do is we go into the fire station, and we usually bring a dog and demo how it works. And recently, we've partnered with the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association. So a veterinarian from that association will accompany us, and we'll do a clinic, if you will, for the staff on how to use the mask properly and also other first aid for pets.
So I'm holding one of these devices in my hand, and you don't really – it doesn't sink in until you realize, you know, with that long beak in front of them, you know, all of the traditional stuff that you would use for humans has no value. You were even mentioning that prior to this, the most sophisticated form of saving your pet was?
Well, I've had stories from firefighters. They tell me that they'll rescue a dog or cat, and obviously they're not breathing, and they need to get oxygen into them. And the human masks do not fit.
Yeah.
And I know of one department that does have these already, but most, to my knowledge anyhow, most stations don't have these specific dog and cat applications type mask. So what they've been doing is they'll take a Dixie cup, stick an oxygen tube through it, and try to stick it over the snout and, you know, whatever's at hand at that moment.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, the poor family standing there, they've lost their home, mm-hmm. and now they're watching their pets.
Right. And usually that, you know, one of those things where they've spent all this time on the humans, and then to see this happen because they have no way of responding to their dog or their cat.
Right, and the firefighters.
And it's simple. I've got it in my hand, and it's not too difficult. It just had to have some forethought. It's just an acrylic dome with a little nozzle on the end to hook the oxygen up.
Right, and then there's some breathing ports on the side of it so that it doesn't become too, I guess, intense. I don't know, that's probably not the proper term, but.
Yeah.
And basically, that's the same type of equipment they use for anesthesia.
Sure.
So it works in the same way in applying oxygen to a dog or cat.
My nephew is my brother-in-law is in St. John's, and he is with the fire department. And I'm sure, as any life-loving individual that goes out and puts their blood and life at stake, they would embrace this in a second. I know he's a pet lover, and I would think that this would be like an immediate. So I'm sure you're getting a huge response at that point, yes?
Well, it's growing. As a matter of fact, just a week ago, we did a donation through Chicago area that they gave the Chicago fire stations 235 masks, which was on WGN, which, of course, gives it a little bit more legs. But basically, we've just been promoting this up till now is through word of mouth. So this is a great opportunity, and I really appreciate the ability to get the word out there. So anybody that's interested, all they have to do is contact my office, 800-824-3647, and we'd be happy to set up a donation with them.
Invisible Fence Brand, what a great, great effort on their part. This is fantastic.
This will
save some dogs' lives. You said there's already been at least 17 documented dogs saved.
Actually, I think the number was 19, Rick.
19.
And that's just in the Mid-Michigan, or I'm sorry, not Mid-Michigan, that's in the Midwest area. And now the program is going national. We're calling it Project Breathe.
Project Breathe.
Yeah, and Rich, the best thing about this is when all of these departments are struggling under budget pressures and don't have the money to spend on something like this, the fact that you would donate this, I just think that that speaks volumes about the corporate culture of Invisible Fence Brand.
I would agree with you, Lee. I've been very happy for the last 16 years to be associated with them.
Well, let's shift our conversation if we can. Last time we were talking about some of your different containment systems, and since we've had you in, your name has come up a few times, Rich, because we've had conversations about things like koi ponds and other things like that create situations where people need to be able to keep their pets and control the boundaries where their pets go, and you've brought in some of the fascinating new concepts that Invisible Fence Brand has available. Why don't you tell us about this rock that we seem to be looking at?
Well, it's called an outdoor shield, but we actually call it the rock since it looks like a rock. And it's battery powered and it's portable. So what you can do with this is you can actually put it out in the yard in different areas that you're trying to keep a dog away from to protect that valuable landscaping, or if, like Rick being in a koi business, you can put it next to a koi pond and keep the lab, the newfie, the chessie, or whatever from chasing the fish around in there.
Yeah, yeah.